California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
Andrew, I appreciate this. And first off, congratulations on getting announced to the All-Star Game for the American Hockey League. And I know this isn't even your best AHL season yet. I do want to talk about your best season in a second, but how's this year going for you?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, obviously coming to a new organization, been a little bit of change and different scenery, but I feel like we've kind of meshed right in and come in. It's been a good group. It's been easy for me to come in and have success, and obviously can't do it without our team. And
yeah,
we've been having some fun out there, so just got to keep things rolling. Every season brings a new journey, so just trying to keep going and see what, you know, the season brings.
You've won two Calder Cups before, and I remember when they brought you in, thinking why they brought you in. You have the experience, and there's a young group here, and you're a little bit older, so you can kind of help lead them on and off the ice. But how has that part been? Beyond your individual success and you know, that recognition, how about being a leader of this team and of this group? From your perspective, how's that gone?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I try not to be somebody I'm not. You know, I always say just take it day by day. Be a good person, do the right thing, you know, the cliche things. But
yeah.
If you try and live your life like that, and I think it rubs off on the younger guys. I'm not really a rah-rah guy in a locker room, like yelling a lot or anything like that. But, you know, just try and do the right thing. You know, brought some of the younger guys over for dinner earlier in the season and, you know, kind of show them how to cook some meals,
nice.
Stuff like that. But
look at you, 31, right?
Yeah,
31-year-old with those 22-year-olds, 21-year-olds.
Yeah. I was proud the other day. Colin Graf sent me a picture that he ordered. Now I'm going to bring, bone marrow.
Oh, wow, he's growing up. Look at him on the road.
Yeah, because I made some for them when some of them came over. So I'm happy, you know, they took something from it.
I said this isn't your best AHL season. That's going to be hard to top. You had 101 points with Chicago a handful of years ago. But as I started to put the pieces together, I also realized in Chicago that season, Ryan Warsawski was the head coach. He named you captain of the team, right?
Yep.
That season. So as I'm piecing this together, that's a huge reason maybe why you ended up here, because of Warsaw?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we go way back. He was actually my assistant coach in Charlotte when I won my Calder Cup.
Okay.
And then I was in free agency that year before I signed with Carolina and ended up in Chicago and didn't really have any offers and was kind of struggling. And it really started from him just texting me and saying, hey, are you not signed? And I said, nope. And then we started, and then he said, who's your agent? And we started talking. And, you know, one thing led to another. And I took just the opportunity to play for someone familiar. And, you know, he gave me a great opportunity there in Chicago and kind of made the most of it. And we had a really good team and had a lot of fun that year, and
yeah.
You know, the rest is history. So just taking that familiarity with him and then kind of the same thing this summer. I, you know, had some offers, but having someone in the organization who has believed in me and given me a chance in the past and at this part of my career, you know, all I'm really looking for is an opportunity at that next level. So he was definitely a big reason why I signed here.
I think at the time, nobody had a 100-point season in the league for like a dozen years. And I mean, you're having a good season now again, but nowhere near that pace. You're one of the league leaders in points, but getting back to 101 would be pretty difficult, huh?
Yeah.
It's a hard season to top.
Yeah, I always joke and say you should never be allowed to get to 100 in the AHL. It was a fun season and everything was going right. And we had a lot of good pieces there and just a lot of good fun. But try not to compare season to season. You know, everything's different. And, you know, puck's going in right now, though. So hopefully that continues.
You're older, as I mentioned, than a lot of your teammates at 31. And you're a parent multiple times over already. Are you still able to connect with the youngest players? Because I'll be honest, I'm 43. And when I do some of these interviews, I look across the table here and think, this is a very young person I'm talking to.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Generations change for sure. But I feel like I'm a pretty easygoing guy.
Yeah.
I can get along with anybody on the team. And, you know, when I came into the league and I was younger, I feel like the older guys were definitely a little, it's a different culture and they're pretty old school and distance. But our team now, like, I feel like I can go out to dinner with anybody and get along. Like I said, I had Graffer, Furlong, and Cagnoni over for dinner, and you know, we didn't miss a beat and talked, and you know, they're definitely a different generation and a lot of different things and different stages of our life, but I feel like it's pretty easy to connect with those guys, and we all like hockey, we like sports, and you know, there's a lot of things to talk about, so you know, I think we have a pretty close-knit group.
That's awesome. I'm going to ask this next question as respectfully as possible because I don't have the answer, and I know you don't have the answer, but more than 500 AHL games for you, more than 450 AHL points for you. You're basically a point per game player in this league. You've played six NHL games, but 2-2-2, separated by like 8 years apart, all of them. What am I missing here?
You know what I'm saying?
Why hasn't the chance come?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough question. I get asked a lot, especially from family and stuff in the summer, but... I mean, it's a tough one to answer. You know, obviously, I believe in myself.
Yeah.
And I believe I should be there. And, you know, that's still my goal to this day. I mean, I still have dreams about playing in there. I'll wake up and tell my wife, you know, I had a dream I was, you know, playing and doing well. So that's my goal. That's what I strive for and work hard for every day. I don't know. I think it's a mix of a lot of things. It's timing, luck, opportunity.
Of course.
Not being drafted doesn't help. But, you know, there's certainly guys who have made their case who haven't been drafted. So. Just got to keep bearing down, doing little things right, and hope for that opportunity. You know, you kind of got to hope for stuff to open up on the top club to even get a chance.
Yeah.
And, you know, some seasons it seems like teams have 10 call-ups and other seasons teams have zero. So it's just a matter of timing and waiting for that chance. And then if it comes, making the most of it.
I know he's new to you this season, but John McCarthy, your head coach, was kind of in a similar spot in his AHL career. Got a couple call-ups when he was with Worcester, here to San Jose, same thing as a Barracuda, also captain of the team. Has he ever talked to you maybe about sticking with it and maybe offered some support, or did you know that about him too?
I didn't fully know that, no. We haven't talked too much about that, but I mean, he helps me, you know, brings me aside, shows me some video clips, some little things, and says, keep going, you're right there.
Yeah.
You know, you're right on the verge of getting a call-up and a guy that, you know, can be relied on if you do get that chance, so... Just to stay with it and stay positive. And, you know, he's been a guy who's given me a good opportunity again this year to keep doing well. So,
yeah, I mean, I bring it up because he would know the situation as much as anybody. He kind of lived that, too. I was reading a quote by you in a newspaper and the topic of being a career minor leaguer. I hate that term. And I know you did, too. Your quote was, "It bothers me to the point that I want to prove everybody wrong. You have to use that motivation to keep going." Is that a chip I see on your shoulder right there?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a good one to have, right?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, to play 500 games in this league and...
Point-per-game player almost.
And not get a chance.
Yeah.
I think it's what keeps me up at night. It keeps me going in the summers. You know, it keeps me motivated to keep showing up. And I just think if I played my entire career and never got a full chance, you know, it would kind of drive me nuts to not know what could have been. But... I'd hate to be one of those older guys, you know, down the road 30 years from now, I'd be like, oh, I could have played in the NHL and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, a lot of people could probably say that, but I feel like I have a pretty good case for myself. But I just got to keep going and, you know, keep proving people wrong and not let that label affect me.
You know, I think the Barracuda are very happy to have you here, not just as a leader, but obviously being a point producer and a successful player on the ice as well, too. And the season has gone pretty well. I know the playoffs are in sight. From your perspective and somebody who's won it all in the American League, how important would it be for this group specifically to get to the playoffs, for these young players to have a playoff series experience under their belt?
I think it'd be huge. Not to bash them at all, but my Coachella team did pretty well against them the last 2 years. And then, you know, coming in, I've kind of heard just from the guys, you know, what it's been like the past few years. It wasn't fun.
Yeah.
You know, they had a lot of issues, a lot of things going wrong. So now I have things going their way and to start bringing some positivity in the organization. And just, you know, if I'm a little part of that to help, it's been awesome and it's an honor. But, yeah, you know, playoff hockey is like nothing else. Even at the AHL, it's a lot of fun. Everything ramps up and it really just brings out the best in the competitors. So. I think, you know, the experience is invaluable to these guys, and I'd love to be a part of it and help them out.
Well, I find your story inspirational. Obviously, getting to talk to you here, I'm fully rooting for you. I'm pulling for you to get, you know, a sustained chance somewhere. And I guess we'll just leave it with this. I mean, it's kind of a message by you, whether you're saying it or not. Just don't give up, right? I mean, that's a good life lesson, hockey or not, for you to kind of be setting that example.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen, and I feel like I can write my own story here, and I'd love to score my first NHL goal at 31. I think that'd be pretty cool and inspiring, and who knows, maybe it's not just one, and we'll see what the story unfolds.
I'm going to keep my eye on all the roster moves for the rest of this season, but Andrew, congrats on the All-Star game and the way this season is going, and hopefully that chance comes sooner than later. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.